Good afternoon. Welcome to the conference call of John Dewey. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. William Wang.
Hello, everyone. I'm CFO of the John Dewey Technology, and we have the conference call today to introduce the annual report of the 2012 of the John Dewey Technology AG. First, let's talk about the Chinese market and the huge population and the limited land resource and the quick urbanization create a huge potential market for the John Dewey Wasted Technology AG. Secondly, let's see the stimulating government policies. On March 28, 2012, the National Development and the Reform Commission issued a notification of improved price policy for energy from waste. The document stipulates energy from waste project for the disposal of municipal waste. In China, one ton municipal waste is currently expected to generate 280 kilowatt electricity for a standard electricity price of RMB 0.65 per kilowatt. This measure has been taken by the Chinese government to encourage energy from waste industry and preserve land resource. On April 19th, the State Council issued a national municipal waste hazard-free treatment for a period of 12 five-year plan. It clearly states that hazard-free treatment ratio of municipal waste on the city level shall reach no less than 90% by 2015, with total investment for construction of municipal waste hazard-free treatment facility reaching RMB 263.6 billion. The capital city of each county should be equipped with waste hazard-free treatment facility with harmless treatment ratio of no less than 70%. The newly increased capacity of municipal waste hazard-free treatment will be 580,000 tons per day. Municipal waste incineration capacity shall account for 35% of the total hazard-free treatment capacity in China and will reach 48% of the eastern area of China. On June 16, 2012, the State Council issued 12 five-year plan for energy saving and environment protection industry. It states that waste treatment and environmental protection service is to be regarded as one of the key areas of the environmental protection industry. It places emphasis on the research and development of technology and equipment for the waste disposal. It also promotes large-scale energy from waste and off-gas purification system. Small and medium-sized incinerator with high efficiency disposal technology, as well as municipal waste pre-treat technology. Now let's say five financial results in 2012. First is the weak operative financial performance. In 2012, revenues decreased by 24% to 24.8 million euro. Gross profit decreased by 62% to 1.6 million euro. EBIT decreased to minus 12.6 million euro. Net profit decreased by 9% from 12.2 million euros. The reason for the weak performance: the BOT project delays and the EPC project suspended. Adjustment of the cost estimate for the construction of EPC and BOT project. The 7.4 million euro impairment charge of SOCO project and the reverse the 6.7 million appreciation of Mirian building. However, we have the positive effect of the cost control and the strong opposition. order intake increased significantly to 140.6 million euro due to the new Lanzhou BOT project. Order backlog increased 78% to 257.4 million euro. Solid cash position amounting to 100.7 million ensure future flexibility. The construction progress of two EPC projects, Dingzhou and Zhucheng, was suspended according to the requirements from the EPC project owners. The progress of the three BOT projects, Doukou, Kunming, and Xianying, was slower than planned, mainly due to delays in obtaining required government approval. The EBIT decreased by 64% to 12.6 million minus million euro, mainly due to minus 7 million euro impairment charge of so-called project intangible assets. The adjusted EBIT would be minus 5.2 million euro, better than 7.7 million minus in 2011 due to the decrease of sales and marketing expenses and administration expenses. So the net profit decreased by 14% to minus 12.2 million euro in 2012. At the end of 2012, cash in Zhongde, the amount reached to 100.7 million euro. Net cash amounted to 47.8 million after deduction of 52.9 million of the loan. So the cash per share is 8 euro. 3.8 euro net cash per share. So let's see the order intake and order backlog. New order intake increased greatly to 140.5 million in 2012, related to 139 million new order intake from the new Lanzhou BOT project contract, and 1.5 million small size incinerators with the Haizhen company in Zhejiang province. As a result, the order backlog increased greatly to 257.4 million euro. Now let's talk about current projects of the Zhongde. At the end of the 2012, Zhoukou, we have finished 80.8% according to the POC method. We expected this project will be completion in 2013. The Kunming project, at end of the 2012, we finished 64% according to the POC method, the percentage of completion. It also will be finished at the end of 2013. Xianying project, we finished 73% at end of this 2012. Xianying project is also planned to be finished in 2013. The EPC project, the Dingzhou, finished 17%. This project will be completed at the end of 2014. The Zhucheng project finished 59%. It also will be finished at the end of 2013. Now, let's talk about the outlook. Zhongde will focus on the large size waste to energy project. Construction of the three BOT projects will be complete in 2013. The largest BOT project contract of the Zhongde was signed in October 2012 with a capacity of 3,000 tons per day and an investment volume of 168 million euro. We also will improve our professional project management. We will strengthen the project controlling system with the help of the German consulting company. We also continue to standardization, trying to reduce the risk of construction delay, the BOT operation. In 2015, the three BOT projects will enter into the trial operation. The Zhongde plan increase the waste disposal capacity and the electricity generation of each project step by step. It will increase the cash inflow, and if the Zhoukou project increase the waste volume, send it to the Zhoukou project and increase the waste disposal and electricity generation. In that case, it may bring more cash inflow, and there is the possibility to reverse the 7.4 euro, million euro impairment of the Zhoukou. So generally speaking, favorable economic environment of eco-friendly waste disposal solution in China, growing demand of energy from waste plant in China and throughout Asia due to increasing industrialization and urbanization. So that will create a huge potential market for Zhongde, not only in China, but also in Asia. The completion of three BOT projects, Zhoukou, Xianying, and Kunming in 2013, and further construction progress of Dingzhou and Zhuchen EPC project in the 2013. That will bring more revenue and cash inflow. Finishing the preparation stage of the Lanzhou project and are planning to start its construction by the end of 2013. It will also bring future profits and revenue. Sale of Feichen project and Beijing Mili manufacturing site is planned for more profit and cash inflow. Besides the new project construction contract for Lanzhou in 2012, the largest energy from waste BOT project in China, Zhongde expected to sign two additional new project contracts in 2013, which will increase order intake and order backlog. Zhongde's financial group results 2013 will be above 2012 results. So that's all for today's presentation. Thank you very much for your attention. We look forward to your questions.